The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And here on this Friday, we come to the end of the series on faith. And I'll probably say this later as well. But there's so much to say about faith, and I've over these months on YouTube, I think I've talked about it a few times, including the topic of refuge. So there's lots to say, but I prefer, and maybe it's the truth, not to know what faith really is. There's something to me quite marvelous about not knowing, but trusting or allowing or feeling something here. And, you know, I think I'm a fairly rational person with reasons and thoughtful, and I also tremendously value the way that in mindfulness we do know. We know the particulars of this moment. We know our experience as it's unfolding in the moment for itself. And there's a clarity that arises with mindfulness that we really know. And the deeper we go in mindfulness practice, vipassana practice, the greater the knowing quality is. And at the same time, the process, the unfolding, the larger picture of what all this is, this human life of ours, you know, there's so much that I don't know. And mindfulness has placed me in the middle of all of it with a deep trust, a deep confidence, a deep faith that is heartfelt, that has a kind of, close to a kind of love or warmth or a sense of maybe in kind of in a language that's now becoming popular, a sense of this is a belonging here, of being at home here. And one of the definitions of belonging that I'm fond of is the idea that belonging is the capacity to give care and to receive care. The capacity to give and receive care. So rather than belonging being a passive thing, rather than faith, trust, our place here in this world is passive, it does involve the capacity to give and receive care. And so that capacity, what is that? How can we center ourselves in the present moment and expand this capacity? And one way is to expand our capacity to just know this. The more we can know this and trust this, have faith in this, have confidence in our ability to be present for this, the greater becomes our capacity to care. So the simple word I'd like to offer today for this practice is the word this, THIS. And perhaps that little introduction I just gave can add some greater dimensions to the simple, maybe humble word this, that this is really a doorway to a greater capacity to belong, to be at home in this universe. But not at home in a way that is passive, but awakens our heart's capacity to care in a deep way, to give and receive care. So that's what I recommend today is, if you'd like, you might try, as you meditate here, to use the word this, and maybe the richness of that word or what it points to can awaken in your heart. So to begin, to belong to the place in which you're sitting. There's a long tradition in Buddhism to take the particular place you happen to be meditating in, the physical location of where you're, that which receives the weight of your body, as being you're the spot of awakening. This spot, this location. And so to feel the weight of your body being held by whatever that supports it. And maybe appreciate the support and that contact. And to relax and soften the gaze of your eyes. So you're not really looking at anything, staring at anything. And letting the eyes relax in the eye sockets. And if it's comfortable for you, you're welcome to close your eyes. And as you exhale, to release the holdings of your body. Perhaps through your relaxing your muscles, releasing your heart, your mind from your concerns. Not to abandon them, but to let them be put aside for these few minutes. It's okay to allow yourself to be here in this experience. Relaxing deeply. And taking a few moments to feel your global body, whatever way is easy for you to be aware of your body, a particular area of your body or the whole body, whatever comes easy to you. There's a tradition in Buddhism to take your body as the meditation center, the meditation hall. And to breathe in within this body. Experiencing how the body experiences, knowing how the body experiences breathing. Maybe as broadly as you can become aware of the impact breathing has on the body. As you exhale, relaxing the tensions, contractions, tightness of the mind, the pressure that might be associated with thinking. Perhaps by stepping away from your concerns and instead appreciating the totality of our minds, all that it does for us. Stepping away from our concerns so there can be a greater appreciation of this here. And then settling into your breathing. Maybe using the word this. When you breathe in, this in-breath. Gently saying this as you exhale, this exhale. Or if you find yourself thinking, you might say this. This too is included in awareness. This is a marvel, is a wonder. A sound, a body sensation. A this that opens a door to a, not to a rejection of anything, but this too is where we find belonging, care, the ability to receive and give care. to be in your present moment experience and to recognize it as this. This which welcomes everything, including yourself, into being, into belonging, here, now. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to appreciate that we have the capacity to give and to receive care. And then when we meditate, we're doing both. We're giving care to ourselves and receiving care from the meditation, from the Dharma. And to feel degree of gratitude or appreciation for the circle of care that happens in meditation. And then at the end of the meditation, to expand that circle of care out into the world. We receive so much from the world. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food the farmers provide. So many people in the world are doing services that sustain our life, our lifestyle. And it is a kind of care that we receive. And then we can return that care and live in a circle of giving and receiving care. And this is what it means to belong, one meaning of belonging. And so at the end of the sitting, to consider whatever benefit we receive from this practice, known or unknown, immediate or benefit that comes over time, may that be somehow transformed or inspire us to share those benefits with others, to extend ourselves, to serve and care for the world around us. May we contribute to the welfare and happiness of others. May the benefits of our practice spread from us out into the world, and providing peace, and compassion, care, generosity, love, goodwill out into the world, so that all beings may one day experience happiness and peace and freedom and safety. May this practice we do benefit the world.